Still rocking after all these years.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
This is it, the show that started it all. Often imitated, but never equal. From San Francisco, USA, online since 2004. Right. It's the one and only rock and roll geek show. With the original rock and roll geek, Michael Butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name is Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Tuesday, August 14th, 2018, and it is 3:55 p.m. when I'm recording this episode. This is day 14 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. I'm attempting to do a show a day for the entire month of August, and I'm on a roll, friends. I got plenty of content. Well, no, I don't have plenty of content, but I could use more. Rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. Please send me some show reviews or ideas for the Dog Days of Podcasting. I'm heading to Nashville a week from Thursday, so I should have content while I'm there. I'll be talking to people, to other podcasters and stuff from the Rock and Pod Expo. And then I'll probably do a Notes from the Tree Stand from when I get to go to the cabin in Georgia. Maybe Notes from the Kayak when I'm out kayak fishing in Florida. I'm looking forward to going, but right now, I'm getting ready to go to the Alice Cooper concert in San Jose. Ralph Miller, friend of the show, got me a ticket, and I'm going to bang out this Dog Days episode, get dressed, finish this Tecate, which, by the way, I just opened. Let me take a sip of this fine Tecate. First one of the day, always the best. I'm going to load up a six-pack into my little red cooler and carry that down with me. I'll probably power one or two down as I'm heading over there. I'm going to try to get there in time to meet Ralph at a local dive bar somewhere near the venue. The venue is, let's see what the ticket is here. It's in downtown San Jose. The venue is the City National Civics, which is where I saw Michael Schenker Group. I saw Judas Priest there. I interviewed Richie Faulkner from Judas Priest there a long time ago, last time they came, and I saw, who else did I see there? I think that's the only shows I've been to there. But this time I'm going to be seeing Alice Cooper. I'm looking forward to it. I will let you know if Orianthe shows up or if it's Nita Strauss. I have a feeling it's going to be Nita Strauss. But so today I have another show review from Mike LaPlante. He sent me an email. Let me see if I can find the email. Oh, by the way, thank you, Mike LaPlante, for donating to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. He just left a $10 donation. Thank you so much, friend. And he says, Butler, good on you for doing the Dog Days of Podcasting. It's a little something that you may or may not want to use on the show. By the way, Jen and I are coming to SF at the beginning of October. We'd love to meet up when we get there. I'll give you some heads up in a couple weeks before we leave. Yes, Mike, let's meet up. We'll have a beer at least. Maybe I'll have you over for some food. He did a home invasion donation a year or two ago with his girlfriend, Jen. Very beautiful girlfriend, Jen. I don't know how Michael LaPlante got someone of that quality, but he's probably a funny guy. All right, I'm just kidding, Michael LaPlante. All right. He also says, he also has a request. So since you donated, Michael LaPlante, I will play your request after your show review. Take it away, Michael LaPlante.
Hey, Michael Butler.
Wow. It's wow, what a set of pipes he's got. Let me turn that. I had no idea.
Let me turn that down a little bit.
Mike LaPlante, the DJ voice. All right, back to you, Mike.
Hey, Michael Butler. It's Mike LaPlante, the Mike LaPlante rock and roll geek show fan.
Yes.
Who was lucky enough to co-host the
That's
show
right.
with
Home
you.
Invasion.
Right in your studio. Tell me, Michael Butler, how the fuck are you doing?
I am super great. Could not be better. Thank you for asking.
Good, good. Glad to hear that. Listen, I'm calling in to give you some content for your show. I have to commend you, sir, for doing the 30 days of podcasting during the...
I think it's 31, but who's counting?
Days of podcasting. And I figure I would give you a little bit of content with a show review.
Thank you.
Last Tuesday, July the 31st, me and my better half, who you have met, who has also had the privilege of being in your studio.
Yes.
We went to the DTE Energy Music Amphitheater.
I don't know what that is.
Otherwise known as Pine Knob, a little bit outside of Detroit, Michigan.
Okay.
And there we saw the Stars Align Tour.
What is that?
And on the bill for this tour is Ann Wilson from Heart.
Oh, Ann Wilson, I heard they're getting back together. I heard they mended their ways. So let's hope for that. If you don't know, Ann, and speaking of rock and roll soap operas, like I did yesterday on the Dog Days, Ann and Nancy had a falling out because one of them's boyfriend or husband, I think, physically struck one of the other one's kids because they let a dog out of the trailer or something, and they got into a huge fight and broke up the band because of it.
Paul Rogers from Free and...
Oh, wait a minute. Back it up.
Tour. And on the bill for this tour is Ann Wilson from Heart, Paul Rogers from Free and Bad Company and Firm, and of course he worked with Queen, and
Try not to remember that.
The guitar god, Jeff Beck. So on the ticket it says 7 p.m. sharp. That's when the show is going to start.
Okay.
Which,
what does it say on my Alice Cooper ticket? Let me look. I'm hoping it's not 7 p.m. sharp. But, well, I could use to get home early, but I just don't want to miss the show. It says, I don't see anything. Huh. Oh, it's reserved seat. That's good. It says, I don't see anything what time the show starts. Uh-oh. Oh, 8 p.m. Okay, I think the doors are at 7. Doors are at 7, show at 8. All right, and Alice Cooper doesn't have an opening act.
Was fine with me, and I figured if they have three acts on the bill, they need to start early for sure. So when we got to the parking lot, it was 6:30. We pounded back a couple Dos Equis.
There you go.
And then at 7 p.m., we could hear music starting, and we could hear her singing something. I wasn't exactly sure what she was singing.
Opened.
I couldn't recognize it. But by the time we got to the gate, and we were soaked by the time we got to the gate, because it poured rain the entire evening.
Nice.
So
little wet T-shirt going on, Mike LaPlante?
I think is what they did, because there was nobody sitting on the lawn. They told the folks on the lawn that you can come into the pavilion because there's going to be room for you based on our ticket sales.
Oh, really? Nice.
And if someone tells you that you're sitting in their seat, you just move to where there is a seat to sit in because there's room for everybody.
Another little tip, if it's a soft sell show, you get moved up, friends.
Ever seen before. So it was kind of weird that the pavilion was packed, but the lawn was completely empty.
Good.
Because it was pouring rain like crazy.
That's a lot better.
So yeah, we were soaked by the time.
There's nothing worse than having a packed lawns. If you're a band, having packed lawn and empty pavilion, that's lame.
To the gate, but we could hear her playing Barracuda, and Jen, my girlfriend, does not like that song particularly, so she was happy she was missing that. So we ended up finally getting our seats, pretty decent seats too, and it was basically her set was entirely covers because she is releasing an album which is going to be called Immortal, and it covers bands who have people in them who are dead. So I know they did some Who tunes. Of course, John Entwistle and Keith Moon were recording those songs that she did. She actually did two Who songs.
I think you could probably do any covers band that plays older, you know, a covers album of any bands that play from the 70s and 80s, and you'll find at least one guy's dead in the band.
Won't Get Fooled Again, and I forget what the other one was. But she also did a Chris Cornell tune, on Audio Slave tune, I Am the Highway. That was probably the highlight of her set.
I don't know.
She can still hit some notes, which is
she's a great
good.
Singer.
But she didn't write any of these songs. She didn't record any of these songs. And so she was relying on her teleprompter, which to me is just
reading the words.
It's sinful, if you ask me. If you're looking at anything other than the audience while you're singing, you're not actually performing.
Well, I got a little bit of news for you. I've seen Aerosmith use a teleprompter, and I've seen Cheap Trick use a teleprompter. Those are at least two bands I've seen use it.
In my opinion, anyway. So Ann Wilson performing with a cover band as the opening act for the Stars Align Tour. Up next, we have Mr. Paul Rogers, in my opinion, one of the greatest voices in rock and roll. Loved the stuff he did in Free and loved I saw Bad Company.
Bad Company on the Running with the Pack tour in 1976, I believe. It was either Running with the Pack. I think it was Running with the Pack, but it could have been the one after that. Back to you, Mike LaPlante.
With Jimmy Page and the Firm. Awesome material recorded there.
That was good.
He did not perform any songs from the Firm. However, he did an amazing
I like that one of
songs from Free, which being a guitar player myself, I was heavily influenced by that music. I found out about it once I realized, you know, you find out a lot of stuff where other music comes from, and Free was one of those bands for me that I got turned on to.
The Butlers play the Steeler. And it's a great tune, but it's not one of my favorite ones to play because I always feel like it's a slower one, and it's one that not a lot of people recognize. So I always don't want to play it. Although we did play it on Saturday with the with LA Guns,
the back catalog, and especially the Fire and Water album. I was really digging for sure. And they did, I'm going to say about 50-50, 50% Free songs and 50% Bad Company tunes. Like when he pulled out a song called My Brother Jake, I was totally blown away. And of course he did play Fire and Water and The Steeler and Mr. Big. And of course the big Free hit, All Right Now. I think they finished the show off with that. They did an encore. Yeah, they did an encore. Came out with, they did Crossroads. They did like a cream version of it. And then they played All Right Now. But as far as Bad Company tunes, they played Can't Get Enough.
Can't Get Enough for Your Love. Big roller skating tune when I was in the roller skating scene.
Feel Like Making Love.
Feel Like Making, taking two. My first band, everybody's first band back in the 70s. If you were in a band in the 70s, you played Feel Like Making Love because it was easy. It was only like two chords.
Ready for Love.
Yeah, Featherwitch plays Ready for Love sometimes. I can't stand playing that one.
One of my favorites. I know we covered that at some point in my music career.
Ready for Love, that was a Mott the Hoople, wasn't it? Yeah, I believe it was.
Moving On, which is a great tune.
Moving On, that's a good one.
And Shooting Star. And
I like that one. Don't you know Johnny was a schoolboy when he heard his first Beatles song. That's a good one. The one with the dice on the cover, I think Shooting Star's on that one, right?
Rock and Roll Fantasy as well.
Yeah, Featherwitch plays Rock and Roll Fantasy too. I like playing that one.
Overall, I'd have to say Mr. Rogers' performance was amazing. Totally commanding the stage.
Still got a good
voice. And just pulling people in. And with a lot of these older acts, the audience is making a lot of noise by singing the lyrics with the person on the stage.
That's fun for everybody.
And one of the things I'm not a big fan of is when the singer takes the microphone and points it at the audience.
Like that.
He's up there to sing the tune, but
yeah, but you know, it's not. It makes the audience feel good, and you put the trick is to do it when it's on a high note that you have trouble hitting.
The way he pulled that off was he didn't point the microphone at anybody. He was just like, "Let's all sing this together," kind of thing.
Yeah, there you go.
So I thought that was pretty cool. Paul Rogers' voice is still in amazing shape for a man of 68 years old. I would highly recommend you catch him while
he's not that much older than me. Whew, man.
This is still in fine shape. Then came the final act of the evening. Mr. Jeff Beck headlined
I didn't hear you say Jeff Beck headlined. I would like to see that. He's got that girl bass player who shreds, right?
Line tour. And, of course, he is a big guitar hero of mine.
He's widely considered by most guitar players, if not all guitar players, as the greatest living guitar player.
Came into my radar back in his Wired days. Blow by Blow was another really good album of his.
Yes.
And wanting to know where he got his inspiration from, I look back in his back catalog, and of course he was a member of the Yardbirds.
That's right.
And he also had other side projects that he did, and eventually came up with a band of his own called the Jeff Beck Band, and they came up with an album called Truth. And part of that band was Mr. Rod Stewart, and I believe that's when a lot of folks realized who Rod Stewart was. And I think that was a big catapult of his career for sure. The night of the concert that I'm reviewing, they did a version of Morning Dew, which is on the Truth album. Jeff had
done by
a vocalist come on to the stage occasionally. I want to say he did maybe five songs with vocals on them, Morning Dew being one of them.
Thought they did a cover of Little Wing, Jimi Hendrix tune.
And they also did Very Superstitious, which was, of course, Very the tune he co-wrote with Stevie Wonder, and that's a big story in itself. Quite possibly a story that has been talked about on the Rock and Roll Geek Show in the past.
No.
And Jeff also ended the show with a vocal tune.
People Get Ready?
Very popular, Going Down, which I believe was on the Beck Bogart A Peace album.
I don't know that one.
And it was a showstopper, for sure. In fact, the show stopped when that song was done. But all in all, I have to say that Shredder, for a man of 74 still years old, cool. He's still a virtuoso guitar player.
He's one of the amazing, ultimate cool rock and
musician
rollers.
And talent unto himself.
If there was no Jeff Beck, there'd be no Jimmy Page.
Who was singing? His name was Jimmy Hall. I think he was in a band called the Wet Willies. But, of course, he's still, Jeff still had...
There's a band called Wet Willie back a long time ago. Is that the same band?
Kali Yuda on drums, of course, from the Zappa days and Zappa fame on the Catholic Girls song. You can hear his name mentioned there. And the bass player that Jeff is touring with now is a woman by the name of Rhonda Smith.
Tiny, tiny girl who is a ripping bass player. If it's the same girl, the girl with the curly hair like mine...
Jeff seems to like the women, likes to jam with the women on the bass. And if, to be honest with you, if I could have a woman bass player in my band, I would do it for sure. And an interesting change of events was the fact that Jeff didn't have a keyboard player with him, but instead he had another woman with her. Her name was Vanessa Freebairn Smith. Definitely not related to the bass player. And... she played cello for the most part, very way back in the mix. The cello was maybe just set the tone of the song. And occasionally she would get handed a Stratocaster and she would play chords on that. So I found that very interesting that he got rid of a keyboard player and replaced that with a cello player.
I'd rather have the cello player.
A woman besides. He likes women on stage. And he probably just likes women in general, assuming. But one must never assume. But anyway, that's my my review of the Stars Align tour and their Detroit stop at Pine Knob. Keep up the good work there, Mr. Butler. Hopefully I'll be seeing you in the near future. Stay frosty.
I hope so. Stay frosty. You too can leave me a show review like Mike LaPlante did. He called it on his phone. I believe he did it on his phone. I don't know where he did it, but he emailed it to me to rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. You can also leave a voicemail, area code 706-621-ROCK, but I'd rather you just record it on your phone and email it to me because Skype sucks. Also, you can find this show at rockandrollgeek.com. You can find me on the Facebook, R&R Geek. Find me on the Twitter, R&R Geek. Find me on the Instagram, rockandrollgeek, don't ask. And please keep the donations coming because without your donations, this show would die horrible, putrid, stench-filled, one person in every cover song that Nancy Wilson's band did, kind of death. All right. Wow, that was a long way to go for that one. We'll talk to you tomorrow, friends, with day 15 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. I'm going to get dressed, load up my beer, load up my stuff, and head down to see Alice Cooper, sit in traffic for about 2 hours, and hopefully meet up with Ralph Miller at a bar beforehand so we can have a pound a couple down, as Mike LaPlante says. I'll see you in October, hopefully, Mike LaPlante. All right. He requested this song from Bad Company from the Running with the Pack album, Sweet Lil Sister. All right, it's from 1976. I will talk to you tomorrow, friends. Stay frosty.
Some action, Dayton, Ohio, ain't got nothing on this. We were good. It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.